Okay, so I'm back at base camp. It's still Saturday with Eric. I just came back to sort of freshen up. I brushed my teeth. In a minute, I'm going to change my socks. That's what I was going to do because they're covered with all these spiky things that I picked up trekking through fields last night. And they're itching and scratching and driving me crazy. We've lost Mother Goose and the doctor.
But Scott.
Yeah, the doctor.
Johnny Coburg.
The doctor. Johnny Coburg. Fuck knows. We lost him a long time ago. But anyway, we're going to rendezvous at the Ferris wheel at 4, so all's not lost. But I'm feeling a bit emotional because I told Eric my terrible secret, which is that I was once raped by a giant sewer rat. And he didn't believe me. It's this terrible thing. It's bad enough that this terrible thing happened. But I had to carry the burden of it. It's traumatic enough in itself, but I can't tell anyone because no one will believe me, so I have to carry it silently.
If you said it was a fat Samoan called Ernie, I would believe
it. But it wasn't a fat Samoan called Ernie, I'll tell you, it was a giant sewer. I saw it with my own eyes.
It's more plausible, you know.
It's not about plausible, it's about... Oh, there's no way I can explain it to him. He just won't. There's nothing I can say. There's no way there. This is the man. Like, we took applied discombobulation together in spring 2006. I mean, if you don't know what that means, I can't possibly tell you. But suffice to say, we're like the walrus. Can I get a goo goo goo?
You can get a meow.
Get a meow, but no goo goo goo, because he doesn't believe me. I had to carry it silently, like a thing that you carry silently.
You'll bear the emotional scars.
I will bear the emotional scars. Eric, what have you got to say for yourself?
Meow?
I think so. I knew he was going to say that. How did I know that? Anyway, change of socks. Clean, not spiky socks. I think so. Still haven't found Duncan, but he'll turn up. I think so. That is all for now.